Dear feminist, the end is near.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them.
Dear feminists, the end is near. A lot of people probably don't understand what that actually means, but we do. After taking control about 50 years ago, using the government to systematically disenfranchise men, dear feminist, the end is near. Feminism was never about equality. It was about giving men special punishments and women special privileges. That's coming to an end, because the end is near. For the last 50 years, men have been forced out of their homes. For the last 50 years, men have been falsely accused of things they had not done. For the last 50 years, men have had higher suicide rates than women. Significantly higher. For the last 50 years, while women claimed they were seeking gender equality, men continued to work the jobs that no one else wanted to do. All feminists said that men were oppressing them. Throughout the 2000s, while men were losing the majority of the jobs in the Great Recession, feminists were saying, air conditioning is sexist. Dear feminists, the end is near. Welfare cuts will be here very soon. Cuts to student loans, cuts to tax benefits and tax credits, and non-taxable tuition. Coming to an end. Free birth control is coming to an end. All of the things that feminists fought for, all of the ill-gotten gains, are coming to an end. The government is saying, no, we're done. You've had your share. You've had your free ride. And now you're going to have to pay your way forward. And for all the ill-gotten gains you had. When welfare goes, a lot of feminists won't know what to do. When Section 8 goes, a lot of feminists won't know what to do. As automation begins to creep in and accelerate over the next 2 to 3 years, jobs in the fast food industry and various other low-paying industries that women deviate to are going to go away, and there will be no jobs. They'll actually have to have an actual skill. Do you know how to be a plumber? Are you an electrician? Are you an engineer? You have a vital skill. And no, gender studies does not count. Sociology does not count. Think that you're going to be getting a job working for the government? Everything's going to be okay? Think again. Because all those government jobs are being cut. One right after the other. You didn't think ahead. You never thought the gravy train would come to an end. If you look around right now, you've literally attacked pretty much all of your friends and allies. Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Louis C. Clark. That's a feminist man, by the way. You've thrown them all under the bus. You've bitten the hand that feeds you. And now you seem to think that the money is going to literally fall from the sky. But it's not. You proclaimed yourself goddesses. You worshipped the golden vagina. In fact, you wore it on your head. You're a feminist. The end is near. Nothing lasts forever. And there's a saying that no oppressed group of people can be oppressed forever. And the systematic oppression against men coming to an end as men go their own way. As men wake up and they see society for what it really is. And we enter a new age where men separate themselves financially, socially, and economically from women, the government, and society. But you're a strong, independent woman. You don't need no man. You're gonna be A-okay. There's gonna be plenty of camps open. There's gonna be plenty of cots going around. Well, not plenty. If you're lucky enough to get one, I'm sure you can share it with, you know, some really happy guy. But that's another conversation. Because dear feminist, this is your new reality. This is the independence that you so sought after. There are millions of millennial women now selling themselves on sites like SeekingArrangement.com, where they try to find a sugar daddy in exchange for sex. But again, this was all part of the plan, wasn't it? To destroy everything. Tear everything down. To leave nothing behind. So you kind of got what you wanted, right? You got a society where now everyone's going to be suffering. Well, at least not the men going their own way. But the male feminist definitely will be in the same boat with you. But again, you're a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. So you're good to go. You're going to be A-okay. Demon camps are cold in the winter. And they're really hot during the summer. But I'm sure you're going to stay warm and you'll find some company. Maybe you guys will huddle together. Sing songs about better days. Imagine Prince Charming comes in to sweep you away. Then you discover it's just really Prince Tyrone. But he's no Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he's not messing around. Dear feminist, you made your beds and now you're going to have to lay in it. You said that you wanted freedom for men. You said that women needed a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And now you can't get around. You've lost your only form of transportation. Because it's not like you're going to walk on your own 2 feet. The men aren't going to carry you anymore. And those gullible fools that you can find, that you may find, they may be willing to help you. They'll be weighed down by your sisters, quickly disenfranchised. They have literally nothing. These guys are not going to be the ones that help you get back on your feet. They're just not going to be. They don't have enough money in their bank accounts to be that. To get you back on top, or at least a roof over your head. It's just not going to happen. Dear feminists, the end is near. So, this video is really just telling you you should begin preparing, but most of you won't even listen. You'll continue to holler and scream and screech and basically laugh and laugh as things are going downhill. Refusing to accept reality. Refusing to accept that the future that you once thought you had isn't there anymore. Some of you will try to run back into being housewives, but those roles are really not going to be there. At least not for most of you. For most of you, that option is not going to be there. For most of you, you're going to find yourself having to find new ways to support yourself. Like on SeekingArrangement.com. But to be honest, with so many women heading to sites like Seeking Arrangement, with so many women looking for sugar daddies, there's only going to be a surplus. In reality, it's a buyer's market, and the buyers have a lot of choices. But it's gonna be okay, because you didn't need a man. You're goddesses, right? You're on a pedestal, and you could never, ever come off that pedestal in your minds. Dear feminists, the end is near. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section if you agree that the end is near for feminists, for feminism. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.